This qualitative study designed a paradigmatic model for the development of boxing in Iraq. Boxing has considerable potential to support social cohesion, youth development, economic activity, women's empowerment, and sport diplomacy. Yet its development in Iraq remains constrained by governance weaknesses, resource shortages, infrastructural deficits, socio-cultural barriers, weak planning, and limited monitoring systems. The study used grounded theory based on the Strauss and Corbin approach. Data were collected through semi-structured interviews with 20 participants, including boxing coaches, Iraqi Boxing Federation officials, university academics, and international boxing referees. Purposive and snowball sampling continued until theoretical saturation was reached. The interview data were coded and analyzed using MAXQDA. The analysis produced 153 open codes, 34 axial codes, and 14 selective categories. The findings showed that boxing development in Iraq is shaped by causal conditions, contextual conditions, intervening conditions, strategies, and consequences. Causal conditions included weak governance and resource deficits. Contextual conditions included socio-cultural barriers and insufficient educational and physical infrastructure. Intervening conditions included weak planning, coordination, control, and evaluation. Recommended strategies included infrastructure development, human resource development, strategic governance, international cooperation, digital systems, school-based talent identification, media campaigns, and cultural promotion. Expected consequences included social cohesion, employment generation, improved international representation, sport diplomacy, women's participation, professional league development, and better athletic performance. The model indicates that boxing development in Iraq cannot be achieved through fragmented interventions. Rather, it requires integrated, simultaneous, and coordinated action across institutional, cultural, financial, educational, and performance domains.